We've talked about this all year. You basically have two hitters who might concern another team. And one of them is going to start in the All-Star game, and the other was chosen by his peers, Stephen Kwan. And that was Chris just saying, if you're Kwan and you want to stick around here, when you know, because free agency is coming up. That said, I don't think the Guardians are moving on from Stephen Kwan. Can you imagine? I mean, if you're looking for trade pieces, Kwan is certainly one, and Jose Ramirez is another. But why would you trade those guys? You need them. They're the only two hitters you have.
Yeah, Kwan and Ramirez are not going anywhere as long as they don't have to.
Well, you wouldn't think so. Which to me,
what's left on the contract? What did you say?
I think Kwan has 2 years to go. He can be a free agent in 2028.
Yeah,
so he's got this year and two more.
I'd like to see what he looks like through a full next season again. I mean, you can rely.
Kwan's a good player.
When you're watching this team and they're at the plate, there are really only two and a half guys that like I'm locked in to go, okay,
Jose, we have a chance for it. Sometimes Carlos.
Yep, that's it. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly right.
It's like you're watching for one third of the lineup. And every once in a while, Manzardo's nowhere near where he was in the beginning of the season.
But Andy, and we asked Chris about this. There's a lot to be said for guys not getting regular at-bats.
I don't disagree.
I mean, it's really difficult. Now, a part of the reason might be they don't deserve regular at-bats. You know, that might be it. You don't think you have starting caliber players, so you're trying to squeeze everything out of it you can and platoon guys. And even though numbers tell you the platoons might not be the way to go with some of these guys, I personally, and I couldn't agree with Chris more, because I asked him, who would you want to see more of, the platoon? Here's the other thing. The platoons clearly aren't working. They're not working. So put somebody in right field. Put somebody in center field. And put somebody at DH or first base. And I would do exactly what Chris said, to be perfectly honest. I'd put Nolan Jones in right field and I'd leave him there and let him play. At this point, you don't have much to lose. And if he doesn't find himself by whenever, you know, I give him more than a month. I think he's got some talent, and I'd give him the rest of the year. You can make a decision.
I mean, is that let him play and give them 100 at-bats? Remember, we were talking to Rick Manning last week.
Give him
Rick,
more than that.
Well, so if you go look at, like, who has had the majority of at-bats, Kwan and Ramirez are the only two guys that are over 300 at-bats, and they're the only two guys that are kind of carrying the weight here at 297 and 298, hitting around 300.
But they both also had a track record.
Yeah, you were talking about his RBI numbers. You were talking about Ramirez's RBI numbers being
down. They're way down.
He's got no one to drive in.
Well, exactly, but they're also way down.
I don't know.
That's just a byproduct of the team.
It is.
Remember, he had Josh Naylor hitting behind him last year. He probably got a lot more pitches that were, you know, drivable.
This team has three guys hitting over 256. Three.
No, I think it's lower than that.
It's 255 is Arias. I'm just giving you Arias. So it's just Santana's hitting. I'm sorry. You're right. I was looking at at-bats.
It's 236.
You're 100% right. Oh, I made it better than it was.
It's worse. So with that thought in mind,
over 239.
The best asset they probably have for a team who's a contender would be Emmanuel Clase. I mean, guys who get traded at the deadline, what do contenders often look for? Bullpen arms. And if you could get the biggest, baddest bullpen arm in baseball, arguably, now he's not as sharp this year as he was last year, and he's under a reasonable contract for a few more years, is he more valuable? And I think it comes down to this. I mean, we clearly know that he's really good. Okay, we know that. I mean, last year, he was Hall of Fame caliber. Is he more valuable to the Guardians closing out games on a team that looks like it's not going anywhere, this year anyway? Or is he more valuable going to, say, the Philadelphia Phillies and getting, let's say, two or three position player prospects back who might be able to come in and play for you next year? How is he more valuable to you? to your organization.
You know, I felt good about if you had to trade him, that you'd be okay with it. But then, you know, Dan brought up the Lindor deal today, and I'm sitting here going, you're right, what do we have left from that? What's going on?
There's a difference, though. To me, a closer is a really specific gig, and he might play 80 innings for you, as opposed to a guy who's going to play, how many, 1,500 innings for you?
True.
If you're going to do it, you need to go in knowing exactly what you want, and you cannot settle for the poo-poo platter.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And the problem is this team, when it trades big-name guys, they seem to go the route of the poo-poo platter and hope that one or two of them pop. And I'm not saying that as like, I'm saying that as legitimately the thing that you would order in the Polynesian restaurant. As in, here's a couple spare ribs, here's a couple chicken wings, here's some nachos, little, you know.
Why can't we just call it an appetizer platter?
Sure. Yeah.
We can start
calling it.
How'd you cook them?
Yeah. Don't go appetizer sampler on this. You have got to go in looking for steak. You have got to go in when you make this move. You've got to come out of there with something great. So,
minorly great or majorly great? Because no one's giving you majorly great.
No, you're not going to get majorly great. That doesn't exist.
All right, let me throw something at you.
You got to get a guy that is sitting behind someone that there's no space for them to go forward.
It needs to be someone that when you pop on MLB Pipeline or you pop on Keith Law or one of those, you'd have to do very little scrolling to find the guy who they got. That's the way they have to go after this.
Okay, let me throw something at you.
And do you want to give Cade Smith the audition? Are you good with it?
I got nothing better to do.
I don't have a problem with it right now either. Even with yesterday,
he had a bad game yesterday. He's got really good stuff.
Yeah,
you got a guy who's nails, then do it. I mean, that's the whole thing with this is you open the door for the next guy to come in with the next group of relievers, and maybe Sobrowski gets a little bit more. Hopefully, that elbow holds up. Maybe you see a little bit more for Tim Herron, a little bit more for Hunter Gaddis, and everybody just takes a step forward.
All right, let me throw something at you.
Especially if you're building to the future.
ESPN wrote a piece, what every team should be looking to do at the trade deadline, and it mentioned Guardians should trade Emmanuel Clase, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies should trade for Emmanuel Clase. So they already had the trade worked out for you there.
Are you bringing it?
The Phillies have a pitcher who I would assume is untouchable, a kid named Andrew Painter, who's been their top prospect for a while. He's a 6'7 righty. He's coming back from Tommy John surgery, and he's considered one of the top prospects in baseball. But their second and third prospects are a shortstop who's 21. Hold on. Before you shake your head.
Okay.
A shortstop who's 21 and MLB Pipeline, their prospects have his estimated time of arrival is 2026. And their third rated prospect for the Phillies is a kid named Justin Crawford, who's an outfielder, who's 21, same time frame next year. If you could get...
Can he hit?
Yeah, they're both good hitters.
Okay.
If you're trading the best closer in the game, I would think getting two 21-year-old position players is not out of the realm of possibility. If you're trading one of the best closers in baseball. And if you could do that, you shook your head when I said shortstop.
I just put, because that would mean the front office would have to admit that they made a lot of mistakes to go out and get another one.
Which is, guess what? They've made a lot of mistakes.